Welcome back to the Nightlife Podcast, direct here from HCAP Studios in the Wynwood, Miami. Guys, today we're going to talk about something that you've been waiting for a long time. We are going to be talking about how much money does a nightclub promoter make? How much money does a nightlife entrepreneur make? Okay, this is something you've been wanting to hear about for a long time, to see if this is something you want to get into, or if you're in it, if you're on the right path. Or are you making the money that you should be making or not? Okay, so first things first, and I want to say that I've been doing this for the past 25 years. That's right, 25 years. And in the past 25 years, I started at 18, so you do the math. I haven't slowed down a bit. I have not had one bad year. Then again, I want to be completely upfront with you. The money that you make in this business depends 100% on you. It does not depend on anybody else, just you. So this really depends on how much you want to put into, how much time, dedication. In the end, do you want to do this as a hobby? Do you want to do this part-time? Is this a full-time thing? Do you want to do it as a career? And all of them are possible. And depending on which one you choose, the money is going to, you know, be depending on that. So let me get a little bit now into, you know, what actual numbers are and the different areas, okay? And I'm not going to get into, the last few steps, which is ownership, because that's, you know, that could be very debatable, because business is business. In the end, if you end up being an owner, you could win or you could lose. So it all really depends. Now, the beautiful thing about promoting is that you are most likely in the positive. There's very little to none chance that you are going to be negative at the end of one night. Most of the deals in the nightlife business for promoters, and especially sub promoters, are deals that are, you know, you go to work and you start making money right away. It's not like there's pretty much no way to lose. Okay, all right, with that said, let me begin with the first level. Oh, wait, I didn't talk about my book. No, I didn't. Before I get into that, guys, get the book on Amazon. If you haven't, get it for a friend. It is time. It's going to go up in price soon. As soon as the courses come out, the book is going to go up. Find all the episodes on nightlifepodcast.com. You find me on YouTube. You find me on Instagram as the Nightlife Entrepreneur. And you find us on iTunes and Spotify, Podomatic. All right, with that said, the first level is the sub-promoter, which is actually what that course that's going to be coming out soon is pretty much about, although it's a sub-promoter, advanced sub-promoter course. But the sub-promoter should be getting paid per person and commission. Can a sub-promoter get paid a salary? Yes. Do I recommend a salary? No. And I don't recommend it for either one. I don't recommend it for the person that's hiring the sub-promoter, and I don't recommend it for the sub-promoter himself. Why is this? Because if you really want to do this seriously, you will most likely be able to make more money than whatever anybody else is willing to pay you as a salary. Now, if somebody's willing to pay you more than you're worth as a salary, it is very likely that they will realize it at some point in time and they will stop doing so. So why would you want to have something that's, something so risky, you know, and end up maybe losing your job because you're not bringing in what they expected, when you could get paid for what you actually do bring in, right? All right, so what does a sub-promoter make per person? I'm going to talk about Miami numbers in 2019, okay, just now. We're in March 2019, and I'm going to talk about the numbers that a sub-promoter should be making at this moment. Per person, a sub-promoter should be in an average of $7 a person. And that could go as high as 20 because there are some super clubs that pay $20 for girls. That is a reality. That is probably not what most clubs are going to be paying. Most clubs are going to be in the $7 range. And most promoting companies are going to be in the $7 range. If you are, meaning in the upper range, there's a lot of people that pay $3 and $5 and those types of things, it's most likely due to their types of sales. But if we're talking about a regular, normal crowd, average, not the highest, high end, and not the very low, you should be talking about $7 a person, maybe even $10 a girl. And you should be talking about 10% commission. And by the way, this is all earned. Like, you start with that because it's given to you. But if you don't work, there, you know, will be a lot of things could be taken away from you because you're not the servant of them. You know, it's not like if you're not putting in the work, why should you be getting paid anyway for something that you're not doing, right? So $7 a person, and 10% of the sales that you bring with reservations, okay? What does that mean? That means that if you bring an average of 30 people, which by the way, that is what I actually concentrate the first course on teaching, how to bring at least this amount, this number, and this sales, so that you start at least at that point. If you bring at least 30 people to the party and you sell two bottles, which with the 30 people, you could very easily sell the two bottles. On average, I'm going to go with the low ball of the prices of the bottles at $200. That's low here in Miami. That means $400 is two bottles because you don't get paid for taxes or tip, of course. So $400, you get 40, I mean, 10%, $40. And 30 people at $7 a person, you're going to be getting 210. So 210 for the 30 people plus $40 for the bottle commission, you're getting $250 for a night's work. Now, I call it a night's work because it is, you're actually physically there for one night, but the reality is that you're promoting all the time, correct? Now, promoting all the time does not mean that you're leaving your other jobs. So if you decide that you want to do this for one night a week, that is it, and you don't want to leave your 9-to-5 or your Pizza Hut job or your restaurant or a waiter job, whatever it is that you're doing during the day, you don't want to stop doing that. Or if you're in anything, whatever you're studying, whatever it is that you're doing, you have the time to promote and work one night a week. You pick the Saturday, which is the easiest because you most likely won't be working Sunday or Saturday during day or night. And it gives you the opportunity to raise your income by $13,000 a year, just working one night that you're promoting while you're working your other job. Because the first people you're going to invite is your coworkers and the people that you interact with. If you're not working, you're in school, it's even easier. Nothing easier to promote than in school. And in college is the easiest thing to do. That's a given. That is the best moment to start in this business, just due to that, because it's when everybody wants to go out every week, 3-4 times a week. Okay. So with that said, I'm going to give you an example. My company currently has 4 parties going on during the week. 4 parties going on during the week means that my sub promoters have the opportunity to make those same $250, at least, by the way, because I have guys that are already making $750 to $1,000 in one night from their productivity because they've been growing in the business and your clientele will grow. I'm talking $250 should be your beginning, your starting point, because if you do it right, you apply all the different rules, and if you respect the rules actually, and if you apply all the techniques and just start by reading the book and then next the course, believe me, it's very, very easy and possible. So if you do this, if you're able to do this 4 times, up to 4 nights a week, it all really depends on you. So if you want to do it, this number of 30 people and a couple bottles, it's very easy to replicate with the system that I have in place. So 250 a night means that if you work 2 nights, now we're talking about $500 a week, which means 26 grand a year. Same thing, if you do it 3 times a week, let's say you work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you make 750 a week, you're talking about 39 grand. I mean, it's not that easy to make that amount of money at any job starting you know, at a young age. Now, you could work four nights and you're already talking about $52,000 a year while you have so much free time in your hands because you don't have to be at an office. You don't have a schedule, specific schedule that you have to follow. You could promote from wherever you are because the reality is that, as I've explained in the previous episodes, you can do a lot of this online, phone calls, texting. If you're in the city that you're at, that you're promoting, it's a lot easier because you're going to have the personal touch and you're going to do the offline promotion, which is great and very important. But you can do this from wherever. And the great thing is also that if you learn to do this and you decide to move to another city, you could easily go to any venue and get a job as a promoter because everybody needs to increase their sales. Okay. So yeah. So getting back to the money, 13 grand a year, working one night, 26 grand, two nights, 39 grand, three nights, and 52 working, you know, I wouldn't say full time because it's really 4 days a week, four nights, which leaves you the day for, you know, free or whatever. But besides all that, you're getting a whole bunch of perks, free drinks, free food, no cover for your friends. You probably get free entrance to concerts and different things. So there's an extra bunch of money that you end up saving that I have actually mentioned before, but that is just the sub promoter. Now I'm gonna just generally touch on the main promoter figure, which is the one that comes right after that. A sub promoter is the guy that works for the main promoter. If you are not familiar with the terms, the main promoter is the one that puts the team together. The main promoter is the one that gets the deal with the venue. The main promoter is the one that has to execute the whole concept of creativity and building and just figuring out everything in the marketing spectrum, you know, from the beginning to end. All you have to worry about as a sub promoter is to bring people. Now the main promoter, bringing the people and hosting them at the party. But when it comes to the main promoter, we're talking about, it's everything from beginning to end. So it's a lot of more responsibility. You have to find the venue. You have to make sure that that the venue, you know, is right for you. You have to find out what your target audience is, what your clientele is going to be, what your niche is going to be in the business. You do the whole promoting, you know, everything. You do everything from top to end. And you hire the sub promoters. That imagine if a sub promoter is making $52,000 a year, you have, you know, a few of those. Right now I have a team of 30. So if I'm able to pay those 30 people what they make, which I'm not telling you that I have 30 guys making $52,000 a year. No, I don't. That's not the reality. But that is because they decided not to make it that. It's really 100% up to them. They're given everything, all the tools, they should be able to do at least these numbers. The ones that are taking advantage are doing great and wonderful. I'll come back and tell you how they do after they take the courses, which are gonna come out soon. But right after that, I mean, they should be unstoppable. As a matter of fact, my partners and I decided that taking the course would be a requisite to work with us. So we'll see where that goes. All right, so getting back to this. The main promoter has, like I said, all those responsibilities, but then the money is way, way different. The difference in the money is that you can make, or you should be making at least $1,000 a night as a partner. Why? When I say a partner is because I don't believe that any main promoter should be a one-person team. You should always look for partners in this business. And I also believe that you should have three partners in total. There should be three of you. I don't think one works for sure. I don't think two is a good number because there will be a lot of decision making that when one of you wants to go in one direction and the other wants to go in another, there's always that third boat that's needed. So I do recommend that. Besides the fact that there's a lot of responsibility when it comes to being a main promoter and having your own company. And the best ways to delegate all those responsibilities. So anyway, by the way, if you see the videos change a little bit, it's because the cameras went down, ran out of battery, but no, we're back. So, okay. So how can you make at least $1,000 a night? And I'm going to explain that in a second. It all depends on the amount, the sales that you have and the amount of partners that you have and the deal that you have. So I'm going to go very general and talk about the usual deal that most good promoting companies have. And that usual deal is 20% of the bar and 100% of the door, correct? We've spoken about this before, and if not, you can find it on that episode that talks about the promoter deals. But if you have 20% of the bar and 100% of the door, that means that if you have a night that makes $25,000, let's talk about that as a general number. You have a night that sells $25,000, which is very usual over here. I'm talking about Miami for now. And then, you know, you do the math as to what a good night would be in New York and, or, you know, in London or in Toronto. So $25,000 a night, means that you're making $5,000 from the 20% of the bar. It also means that you're going to make about $2,500, but let's round it to 2,000 on the low end, $2,000 door. It's usually about 10% of whatever the bar makes, should be whatever the door is making. And it's a balance that you should keep. If you're making more door, you're doing something wrong. You got to keep it in that balance of 10% of the doors, as related to your bar sales. That number varies a lot when you have an underage party or young people, which I do not recommend. And the reason is because they can't drink, but you're charging a high, you know, cover. But I don't recommend that you get into that. I recommend that you do this business as a 21 and over business. It is when the numbers are there, and the best way to go on in this business. Now, okay, $25,000 gives you $5,000 commission from the bar, and it gives you the possibility of doing $2,500 at the door. Let's say that you made $2,000, just to round the number to 7. That means normally I should keep my expenses as a company in about 50% of whatever my income is. Whatever you're getting, you have to keep your expenses around 50%. And there's many ways to work with that, but you should have that in mind all the time. Especially if your company has 3 partners. So let's say, you know, you're talking about, again, $7,000, which is the $5,000 you made from the bar and the $2,000 you made at the door, that's $7,000. You spend $3,500, that leaves you with $3,500 left. Those $3,500 that you have left amongst the 3 partners gives you that $1,000 that I'm talking about. Thousand something, but you know, just rounding numbers. If you are a company of 3 and you're making $1,000 on a $25,000 night, this is a number that you can very easily do 4 nights in a row. Okay, you do 4 nights in a row and you're making $1,000 a night, you're making $4,000 a week, and that's $200,000 a year. So that's my recommendation. Now, how can you vary these numbers? Okay, you can have just 2 partners, and you could have just 2 parties or 3 parties, or you could not sell 25, you could sell 20, or you could have a $50,000 night, which is also possible. I mean, here, Live on Sunday is a huge night, over $100,000 sales, from what I hear. And those promoters basically, you know, live on that main Sunday night party, you know, and they do have a great Thursday and a Friday and a Saturday, but their Sunday night is huge. So it all really depends on that. And I've had a $50,000 Saturday, as I have a $30,000 Friday and a $25,000 Thursday and a $15,000 Wednesday, but it all balances out. So you should be there ideally. Okay. Then the other way. For example, if you're going to have three parties, you have three parties, try to keep it where you're making about $1,500 per partner per night. You want to, you're only two partners and you're making $2,000 a night. You try to only do two nights. There's two of you. You delegate one night to one of each of you. Make sure that your numbers are about there where you're going to make $2,000 a night. And you can do this the same way with a $25,000 sale, which is not that complicated. This gives you enough money to pay the subs that are producing. And by the way, that is relative also, because if your sub promoters are making more money, that means you're making more sales. They get 10% commission. You're making 20. Therefore, whatever they're making, you're also adding to your income. At the same time with the door, if they're getting paid $7 a person, but your cover is 20, you see where the math is. So in the end, you want your sub promoters to do good because you will do better. They are the ones that are bringing your sales. All right. So remember that. Try to keep it as three partners. Start from the beginning as a sub promoter. Do one party only, then go to your second, then your third. Figure out if this is good for, if this is your thing. If you don't want to be, do it as a hobby, you want to do it as a career, or you want to do a full-time thing. And like I said, sky's the limit. It all really depends on you. And then the beautiful thing is, by the way, sub promoting, I recommend that you do that at least for 1 to 2 years before you jump into being a main promoter. And I know a lot of main promoters don't like me saying this, but then the reality is everybody wants to have their own company and grow. What I do recommend is that you don't fight with that main promoter. You don't become their competition. Try to do something different from what they're doing. And at the same time, if you can't do that, then try to figure out a way where the main promoters that you've been working for become a part of your new business and you guys help each other. And that way everybody's growing. That's something we've been doing and it works out well. It's all about helping everybody else make more money. And that's what's going to bring you more money in the end. But in the end, it's 100% in your hands. And as I told you at the beginning, I let you know, it's not I'm going to give you a specific number because it really varies a lot. What I can tell you is that for the past 25 years that I've been doing this, I've never been under seven figures. So in the promoting side of the business. So it's, now... ownership is a different ball game and a whole other show, because numbers in that department is a whole other monster. But you win some, you lose some over there. With promotion, you keep your expenses low, and sky's the limit. All right, so guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope that I didn't lose much of the video, and that you got this information. Right? Because what I want is for you to realize that there's money in this, and this is a lot of fun. This is a business that's going to give you a lot of social skills. It's going to, there's no stress in the business if you do it right. By the way, my stress is more due to my children nowadays, but it's a beautiful business. I do wish that more of you guys come and test it out. Very soon, the next course is going to be out, and I hope you guys, if you are interested, you end up taking it and take that first step. All right, so guys, remember to get the book on Amazon. Find every episode on nightlifepodcast.com. You find me on Instagram as the Nightlife Entrepreneur, and you find all the episodes on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, you name it. See you guys next week.